Welcome to Shua Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Ches. The Gemara throughout this Daf comes to teach us the Chatos needs to be done Lishma. And Chatos, which is done Shaloi Lishma, different than other Korbanos, makes the Chatos Pasul. There's only two Korbanos that the Mishnah mentions that are Pasul Shaloi Lishma, and that is Korban Chatos and Korban Pesach. What's the understanding? What's the meaning that Korbanos, Chatos and Pesach are ones? Everybody agrees if it's done Shalom Lishma, it becomes Pasul. So the Maharsha in Chidushi HaGodos in Psochim, Tavkuf Tetzayim, regarding the Gemara that says, Kol Shaloi Omar Gimel Dvorim Eilu Pesach Lo Yitzei Dechovosoi. One has to come and say, why are we doing Pesach? Why are we doing Matzah? Why are we doing Marah? Pesach Zel Shuma. Matzah Zel Shuma. Says the Maharsha, why specifically here, you have to explain why you're doing the mitzvah. We don't do that in any other mitzvah. So he says it has to do with our Mishnah. The kol hazvachim shnizbechu shelo lishmon ksherim chutzir ha-pesach v'chatos. So says the Maharsha, what's the reason? He says, kemevur Hashem, as it explained over there, not so clear what he's referring to, but he says that the more something is far, is pogum and rochik min ha-kedusha, it needs more closeness to kedusha, which means zvicha lishmon. Meaning, the Maharsha says, what is a chatos? Chatos comes for someone who did a chet. So he's far away. He wants to come and do tshuva. He wants to come and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the korban chatos. The chatos has to do properly. You can't do the chatos improperly. In other words, chatos which is done without the proper kavano has no meaning. Because chatos means you're coming to rectify the chet. You're coming to fix and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who's not doing that is missing the Iker Inyan of Chatos. So although the Korbanos, the owner is still obligated to give it. But there's some meaning, some mashmos for the Korban, even if he doesn't have the actual right thought. But Chatos, without wanting to get close, without knowing what he's doing, there's no mashmos, there's no meaning for the Chatos. And he says that's the idea of Korban Pesach as well. Because Korban Pesach, Am Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim. They try to distance themselves from the Zohar to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to have that right thought of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on to say that that's why Rav Gamliel learned that every single thing that we do that has to do with Pesach, Matzah, Marah, you have to express it. You have to say, this is why I'm doing it. If you don't say why I'm doing it, you're not coming closer. The whole idea of these korban is to come closer. And very similarly, we brought down the Imre Emes and the Yom Rishonim of Pesach, the year Tafresh Tzad Gimel, he says that Chatos is about Tshuva and needs to be Lishma in order to go back to his original state. And Pesach is also removing yourself out of the Zara, so you have to know what you're doing. Which is the same concept that comes out of the Maharsha. Now this Dav, Dav Ches, is learned in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, after it, what's brought down in Sifri Chassidus, that the main idea of Rosh Hashanah is the avoid of the Machshav. This connects to what's brought down in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos says over there in the Machlokes, if the world was created in Tishrei and Nisan, says Tosfos, Olam HaMachshava, to be created in Rosh Hashanah, but it wasn't created until Nisan. So Rosh Hashanah is a time that it's Olam HaMachshava, it's a Machshava dik time of the year. So Sifri Chassidus say that the Ikar Avoido needs to be is Tikkun HaMachshava. The Tzvi here, Shmiriminov, breaks down that the Ikar Rosh Hashanah is Tikkun of the Machshava during the year. And Rav Nachman in Breslau brings that that's why you go to the Tzaddikim in Rosh Hashanah, because they help to fix the Machshava. According to this Maharsha, this is Niflo Me'ot. Because the idea is that when you want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to have the right Machshava, the right thought process. That's the stage number one. If you want to get close, you have to have that. So Rosh Hashanah, which is the time that we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Adin. So then, this is the time we have to mitire or mikadosh the machshava. You have to make sure that your thought is correct. To join or to sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.